This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as force tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. The decision was taken after Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Vaishnaw approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said Brahmos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for Brahmos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The defence minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandra Bhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow yesterday.
Operation Sindoor हुआ, उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है। ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी। यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है, उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा। और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो।
Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant lauded Unified Payments Interface, that is UPI, for becoming the world's leading real-time payment system, processing a staggering 650 million transactions daily to dislodge Visa from the top rank. Calling it phenomenal, Kant said this has been one of the most notable achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This has transformed the lives of citizens. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. Indian Time. Shubhanshu Shukla on the International Space Station in a farewell ceremony for Axiom 4 mission said, "India looks full of ambition, fearless, confident, and full of pride from space." Reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984, he said, "India still looks sare jahan se acha from above." Former Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari passed away at the age of 82 in London yesterday. His family informed about his demise through a social media post. Prior to his death, he was receiving medical treatment at a clinic in London. Buhari had previously led Nigeria twice as a military head of state and then a democratic president. He was the first president to defeat a sitting president after he was elected in 2015. In the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India were 58 for 4 in their second innings against England at stumps on day 4 in London. India currently needs 135 runs to win the Lord's Test. On the last ball of day 4, English skipper Ben Stokes dismissed night watchman Akashdeep for just one run. Earlier, hosts England were bowled out for 192 runs, setting up a target of 193 for the visitors. For India, Washington Sundar picked up 4 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah each bagged 2 wickets. At Wimbledon 2025, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets to become the first Italian to win the men's singles title. Sinner beat Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. It ends Alcaraz's dreams of winning a hat-trick of Wimbledon titles and gives Sinner his 4th Grand Slam. Sinner also became the first man to beat Alcaraz in a Grand Slam final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.